Om Shanti. Good morning. And welcome to the Art of Giving Happiness. Are you all happy?
Yes.
Good. Well, we're going to do this together. And of course, if I want to give happiness, first I have to be happy, right? I can't give what I don't have. Well, I can try to, but... So I just show you a couple of quotes about sharing happiness. From the Buddha. Oh, what happened? Okay, there we go. So thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. And when we take from Baba and we share, does it decrease in ourselves? No. It increases. We gain more and more. Something else about happiness. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of anything unpleasant that has passed. So we've been hearing a lot from Baba, haven't we, and from the Daddies, about letting go of the past. And I think by now all of you have heard the last message that Baba gave on the 15th before he left. The mic wasn't there, but I think it's been conveyed to everyone. And Baba said, remove the past from your intellect, forget it totally, and increase the power of yoga. And then the other thing Baba said was, when you do service, create new plans for service, but when those plans are done individually, then there won't be success. But if there's cooperation and we work together, their success. So, you know, just in two or three sentences, very, very profound instructions from Baba. And today's Murli. Baba talked a lot about happiness. I said, okay, Baba, you're listening. And Baba connected happiness with churning, happiness with yoga, happiness with service. So there's so many ways. We're a very privileged that in our life Baba has shown us so many different ways, so many different methods to gain a life of happiness. So before we go into a lot of depth, I'd like us to do a little warm-up exercise, okay? So this is our warm-up exercise. It's getting quite warm already, isn't it? That's good. So I'd like you to find your neighbor, and the question is, if happiness was an animal, what would it be and why? There's three traits of the animal that creates happiness. And I should add to the instructions, somebody asked yesterday, is it one animal between us? No, one animal each, your animal. And it could be a bird, it could be another kind of creature, so a creature. Okay? So if happiness was a creature of some kind, what would it be and why? List three traits that create happiness. Okay? Got it? Yep.
Can you give me an idea what the
traits? Oh, traits. What the animal does, or, you know, what thing about the animal that creates happiness. So three things you identify. Characteristics, you could say. Characteristics, that's a better word. Okay, just 5 minutes, talk to each other, and think about your animal. Okay, have you had enough time? Okay, you want one or two more minutes? Okay, okay. Oh, aren't you good? Okay. Okay, Om Shanti, thank you. Okay. So that sounded like fun, right? So just a little bit of feedback. Anyone wants to just say what was their animal and what were the characteristics? Anyone want to say? Yeah. Just stand up and say. Can everybody hear or do you need the mic? Okay, then come out to the mic. That's the best way. I hope it's on. It is on. Oh, great. So just take it out of its... You can just take it out of its holder. Just unhook it. Yeah, yeah, that's best.
Om Shanti. My favorite animal is a dog. We've had dogs for over 20 years. And my last dog was a
Labrador. Speak into the mic.
My last dog was a Labrador, and he was 14 years old. Yeah, the characteristics of that dog was he was faithful and trustworthy. Because every day at 4:30, he would listen to the sound of the engine of the car. He knew the sound. If at least 50 meters away, he would come and sit at the front gate waiting for me. Yes, there were days when I was alone at home because they were gone to Madhuban, and I was all alone, and here I had a trustworthy friend that I could talk to. The characteristics that I've learned from him is patience, because I found with a human being, if the food isn't ready, he gets angry. But with a dog, it could be past his food time or meal time, but it still sit there, wag his tail and smile at me until I'm finished doing whatever I have to do and then feed him. So I've learned the virtue of patience from the dog.
Thank you. And so that gives you a lot of happiness. Beautiful. Anyone else? Someone else? I think we have a lot to learn from the animal kingdom. Come, Rita. Yesterday we had butterflies, dolphins, all sorts. Just take it out of there, yeah.
I'm naughty because I wanted to share the one she gave before mine.
No problem.
It was very nice to hear. She said for her it's a puppy because the puppy is loving, playful, carefree, and sweet. And I like that very much. For me, it's a bird because of the freedom, the detached overview, and the singing.
Beautiful. Do you want to sing to us?
She's not a bird. I wish I would, then I could fly.
Papa's bird. Okay, anyone else?
No sé por qué, pero se me ha venido a la mente rápidamente un colibrí.
Hummingbird. He doesn't know why, but this came to his mind.
Quizás sea por la belleza que tiene y el entorno en el cual se mueve, que es de mucha limpieza.
Maybe because of the beauty and the way he moves. The hummingbird. Do you understand the word? Yeah. That I say. This is a little bird that wing. Stays in one place and moves the wings real fast.
Él tiene una maestría para sus movimientos y se alimenta del néctar de las flores.
He has such a mastery over his movements and he feeds with the nectar of the flowers.
Y necesita de un se relaciona con mucha armonía y respeto con todo. Me evocaba eso.
And he relates with everything with a lot of harmony and respect.
Bueno, voy a decir de un animal que estoy convencido que nadie lo pondría. Y si no estáis de acuerdo, también respeto la opinión, ¿eh? El lobo.
I'm going to say this animal that I'm sure nobody else will say it, and if you don't agree with me, you have a right to your opinion. I respect your opinion, I think he says. And he says, the wolf.
Anybody else have the wolf? No.
El lobo es un animal que no se deja ver. Si más por... Claro, yo esto no lo puedo justificar.
The wolf is an animal that doesn't allow us to see him, and well, I cannot justify this.
Si vas por una montaña y vas solo, el lobo te sigue.
If you're going crossing a mountain and you're by yourself, the wolf follows you.
Pero no para atacarte, sino para defenderte.
But not to attack you, but to defend you, protect you.
Te defenderá siempre. Puedes estar, vas a estar protegido.
He will defend you always. You will be protected.
A pesar de lo mal que le ha tratado el hombre.
Regardless of how bad human beings have treated him.
Nada más.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I learned something about wolves today. Did you? Interesting. Thank you. Thank you. So, a lot of happiness. Okay, so now if we really want to begin to experience, well, we do experience happiness, but of course, we want to experience that kind of happiness that really stays with us, and happiness that doesn't decrease or fluctuate when we face different challenges and circumstances, right? And of course, you know, we all face challenges. I don't think, or is there anybody in the room who doesn't face challenges? I'd like to meet you. No? but I think the question is, as we go on in our Brahmin life, you know, is our happiness increasing and is our fluctuation and struggle decreasing? Or is it the other way around? Right? So we want to get to a point where that feeling of struggle decreases and more we feel that ease of happiness within us, right? And there are three levels of happiness that Baba teaches us. And so it's not just about what we feel inside, but it's about our whole life and our whole expression. Because happiness is for our whole life. It's for thoughts, words, actions, everything, relationships and so on. And of course, the first level is feeling good in myself, but also feeling good about myself. That's very important. And I know in my experience, I'm sure for you too, one of the things that can so easily take away your happiness inside are subtle doubts about yourself, a subtle commentary inside that tells you that you're not quite good enough or not as good as somebody else. Anybody have that? Yes, we've all experienced it. And so that takes away that good inner feeling. In fact, somehow I give it away. And so self-respect is very, very important. I remember once when we were with Daddy Prakash Muni, Daddy G, and a group of us asked her about self-respect. And at that point, it was a point in my Brahmin life. I was a few years in Gyan, and I was struggling really to get that sense of self-respect in myself. And you know how you feel that, okay, let me work on myself, make myself worthy, and then, you know, maybe I'll have a right to Baba's love, you know? And we asked her, tell us something about self-respect. And she said, well, just remember Baba, that's all. Just be with Baba and you'll have self-respect. And I thought, I've been doing this the wrong way around. And I think this is the beautiful thing about the dadis that we see. They've put everything on Baba. They rely on Baba so completely. And we tend to rely on many other things and not necessarily rely on Baba first. But relying on Baba first will help us to come to that point where we have that good feeling about ourselves, not just in ourselves. And then we think about having a good life. So happiness has to translate into our everyday living in all the different contexts, whether I'm with the BK family, I'm doing service, I'm at work, I'm with my Lokik family, It's not that I feel happy in one situation and I don't feel happy in another. Then that's not real happiness or constant happiness. Because I always say to myself, wherever I am, whoever I'm with, I am what Baba has made me. Any context, I carry with me what Baba has made me. So it's not that I'm a different person in the Brahmin context and a different person in the Lokic context. I'm one person. And so if we are to be happy constantly, we need that sort of awareness. And so a good life, good relationships, spiritual values, so we're living our values in every bit of our lives. You know, if you're on your own, you're living your values. You're with others, you're living your values. Success in life. I think you would have seen, as I have, that people who are successful as Brahmins are also successful in their Lokic life. Right? Have you seen that? Yeah, it goes together. Independence, in the sense that I don't rely on anyone for my happiness. That's a treasure with me. But yet, I'm also not aloof. I'm in the community. I'm with everyone. So being self-sufficient, yet being with everyone, giving cooperation. So a good life that's based on spirituality. And when we come to that wider giving of happiness to the world, then actually, you know, at the end of today, I should say that this morning we'll talk about really the foundation, the deep spiritual foundation for happiness. And then in the afternoon session, we'll look more at how we give happiness and the things around that. And, you know, it's fine to say, you know, I love the world, I can give happiness to the world. But if you can't get on with the person you live with, then you can't say that. And so all of these things build up and contribute to a state of consciousness, a state of being, where we really can be bestowers of happiness. And so for the world, what am I doing? It's not that I'm going to travel to each and every soul, but Daddy's been talking a lot about vibrations reaching far and wide. And so creating an atmosphere of happiness around me, and that happiness inspires others to change. So these are our three levels. There are more levels, but three levels for us today to work with. See the other things I wanted to mention. Make sure I don't forget anything. Yes, a little story. So of course happiness comes from the inside, right? Inside out. And you know, when you see especially the daddies, and some of you, I had that privilege to meet Didi, Big Didi, and she was very jolly, very light, very much would play practical jokes on you. Anyway, she used to have a limp, and we played musical chairs, and she would limp along slowly, slowly, but she was so focused and concentrated, she'd always win. But there was a lovely little story that, because happiness, humor, spirituality, it all goes together. It's not serious. And Charlie told this lovely story the other day. He said that it was an 18th of January visit. He was very new in Gyan, maybe 1 or 2 years in Gyan. And those days when we used to have Brahma Bhojan, of course there was only Pandav Bhavan, so this was 77, 78. And there used to be... they'd wash down the courtyard and there'd be matting set out and we'd all sit in a row all around the courtyard, cross-legged with our plate, our tali in front of us for Brahma Bhojan. And so they'd serve the Brahma Bhojan, fine, and then at the end of it they served ice cream. And when the ice cream came to Didi and Daddy, you remember this story, Didi took her bowl of ice cream and tipped it up over Daddy G's head. And Charlie said, before you knew it, there was ice cream flying everywhere. So this is 18th of January, we're meant to be so serious. And so it's just lovely to see that side of things in Madhubam, that, you know, the lightness and the love. Okay, so let us move on a little bit. Okay, so then let's look at our foundation of happiness, our four pillars of happiness. Actually, you can all receive the PowerPoint afterwards if you like. Sister Becky will pass around a paper later on if you want to put your email, and you can get the PowerPoint if it's useful for you. So our taking the photographs. Four pillars of happiness: truth, purity, love, and letting go. Four pillars. And this quote at the bottom is a very lovely quote from Daddy Janki, just in this session. Truth and love takes us beyond all limits. And that really touched me, and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that when you have the power of truth inside, it really takes you beyond all the limits of what you think is possible. So truth is, of course, knowing the truth of who I am, the soul in its original form. And in that, there are no limits. I can do whatever it is Baba wants me to do. I put on the limits through my own thinking and through the influences around me. But actually, the soul doesn't have limits. So truth takes us beyond the limits of what's possible, and love takes us beyond the limits of relationships. So if I truly have love, then I won't see anyone as a problem. I won't be limited by anyone else's samskaras. So truth and love takes us beyond all limits. And of course, both, all, are very, very transformative powers. So these are our pillars. And so the first two pillars together, there's a lovely quote from Baba from the Living Values Statements, which of course are taken from Baba's Muralis. Through the power of truth, there is wealth, and through the power of peace, there is health. Together they give happiness. Happiness is earned by those whose actions, attitude, and attributes are pure and selfless. So truth and purity very much go together. And Gyan becomes the power of truth when I begin to live it. Otherwise, yes, I say, I believe Baba's the truth, the Murali is the truth, I listen to it, and you know what happens in one ear and out the other. But when I begin to live it, then it becomes the power of truth in my life. And what is the purpose of listening to the Murali? Yes, to enjoy the Murali, and it's my conversation with Baba, Baba speaking to the children. But when I hear the Murali, is my consciousness changing? Is my consciousness being refined? Then I'm really listening to the Murali. And it's going in and not going in and out. And, you know, when we begin to live by that power of truth of who I really am, then I'm able to listen to my innermost feelings. And I'm sure you all have this experience that when you have a thought of something, that first thought is usually the right thought, you know? Later on, sometimes we change the thought because, oh, so-and-so may think this, so-and-so may think that, right? And then we do according to what we feel is expected, and then we regret it. We say, gosh, I wish I'd followed my own thought Well, not my own thought. Actually, if I'm yogyukt, if I'm with Baba, as Baba was talking about today, so it's not just doing things independently. And I sometimes get a little bit nervous when people talk about intuition. My intuition. It can deceive us. It can actually be another word for my own desire. So we have to be very cautious. But yes, yes, when I'm connected with Baba, I'm yogyukt, the touching that I get won't just be an ordinary thought. It will be Baba's thought. And the dadis are always absorbed in this. And again, a very nice story about Dadiji. I remember when she was talking to us once and she was saying, you know, I rely on Baba, whatever Baba wants me to do, Baba will give me that touching, you know, everything flows. And then she said, we saw Dadiji very light and very, you know, things just flowed in her path, basically, didn't they, those who met her. And then she said, if there's anything not right, Baba will give me a red signal. And I loved that. So in other words, yes, let me go along with Baba. And then if I'm relying on Baba, Baba will tell me. I don't need to worry about what's happening, what's not happening. Baba will give me the red signal of what it is I need to pay attention to. And so truth and purity, very important. And as I go more into that power of truth and the power of purity, of course I become less and less of a slave to my own ego. And of course Baba tells us often, if there's the slightest bit of ego, there's a feeling of insult, a feeling of sorrow. So basically what gives sorrow is the ego. And I was saying yesterday to the group, Daddy Gulzar's definition of ego. Do you know what it is? Ego. Love that. I don't know how you'll translate it. But. And a few years back, Daddy Gulzar was in Oxford at the retreat centre, and we were interviewing her, well, someone, not me, but someone, interviewing her and asking her, Daddy, how did you conquer your ego? You know, because she's so egoless. Daddy, how did you do it? And she looked, she was puzzled. She said, well, I don't know. Don't really know what ego is. Oh, gosh, I thought, what a blessed life. That, you know, she's been a child growing up in the yagya, and she's not known ego. I mean, incredible, isn't it? So, such a beautiful example. And let me ask you the question. Purity and truth are deeply connected. And then what is the external expression of that that we see in those elevated souls that we see in Baba? What's the external expression? There's a particular quality that indicates the power of purity and the power of truth. Hmm? Contentment, yeah. Stability. Thank you. Yes. Love. We feel very safe. We feel very safe in the presence of this person. Yes. There's another thing I'm getting at. Yeah. Authority, spiritual authority, yes, yes. Happiness, definitely. Simplicity, yes. Go on from there. Carefree. Yes. Who said humility? Well done. Nobody could get it yesterday. But you think about it. Truth and purity. If there's that within, then there is humility in every expression. And humility is a great transformative power in itself, too. And I thought of an image yesterday. It's like truth is the flame, and purity is the oil, and humility is the light that comes from the flame. Okay, so I'd like us to have a little discussion exercise now. So I'd like you to get into groups of four in a minute, and Sister Becky will help you. And of course, you can get into groups according to language, so you can speak freely. And so our first question to reflect on, thinking of our own internal stage, what is the connection between truth, purity, and humility? Go into the depth of that. What is the connection between truth, purity, and humility? So first, 10 minutes reflection, silent reflection, and then 10 minutes discussion in the group of four. Is that okay? Okay. So do you want to, should we reflect as a group first and then, or do you want to get into groups first? Get into groups? Okay. So let's have our 10 minutes reflection silently together, and then Sister Becky will help you in getting into groups of four so that we can discuss. Okay. Let's spend a little time silently together. And you might want to make some notes as you reflect. Okay, so how was your discussion? Interesting? So if we can spend a little bit of time now with a little bit of feedback, and it's not a question of reporting back from your group or anything, but just simply anyone, any individual would like to share any insight or special thing you learned from the discussion, something new, something that touched you. Anyone like to share? Microphones waiting for you. I know you had a lot to talk about, so I'm sure you weren't just talking about the weather, but you were talking very deep things. Okay, once one starts, then the ball will get rolling. No? You're all practicing humility and being very shy. Is that what it is? Good. Brave soul. Right.
Om Shanti. My group, we had, we just made this not too long, but a little bit short. We made an acronym of the three letters C. C's. It says like this. The inner self-realization brings the original qualities of the soul that can give clear, clean, and cool attitude. Clear for truth, clean for simplicity, and cool for humility. That's all.
Anything personal you want to share? What touched you? Because it's personal sharing.
Personally, truth, pure, and humility, when he said that it's freedom, the truth will set. The truth we set us free. When it's pure, there is that simplicity. And when we're into this humility, we are egoless. We become cheerful. And there is happiness and this peaceful coexistence.
among us?
It was a lovely question, and my own thoughts about it was that it actually brought back a memory of when I first came along to Baba's center, and just thinking about how purity creates an atmosphere of safety. And I remember walking into the first time into a Brahmin gathering and bringing all my kind of opinions and my ideas with me. And I remember just being totally accepted for who I am. And I remember that was a very, very healing experience. And I think it's something that actually helps us to restore what's inside. And so purity, I think we can't underestimate the power that that does for us. Om Shanti.
From our group five.
You don't have to report back from the group.
Okay. A number of items were raised. We looked at the source as the ocean of truth. And without the ocean of truth, one cannot attain or go into the original qualities of the soul. Purity. Without purity, the other qualities of the soul cannot be revealed. Like, without purity, there isn't peace. Without peace, there isn't love. And without love, there isn't happiness. So, one's got to first go and draw from the ocean of knowledge. And that's Baba's knowledge. Becoming equal to Baba. The virtues that Baba gives us. And that is the absolute truth. And nothing can change that.
I think Maureen is asking for, we all know all the qualities, but how did we experience any of those qualities in my life? I think the one who shared before that, the sister, said that, you know, as a non-VK, she shared entering. So a personal experience. You all know knowledge, no? So what is your personal experience of that quality when you enter or when you come into a VK center or talk to a VK who actually live those qualities? I think that is the difference between reporting your group and actually having your own personal experience of the qualities. Can you understand what we're asking? Okay.
Om Shanti. So there were four of us sharing. And as we listened to each one talk about purity, peace, and humility, the smile was becoming wider. And there was like an upsurge of happiness. And so I thought I concluded with us, it's so beautiful that when we talk about things or purity, when we talk about truth, when we talk about egolessness, it unleashes happiness. So that's my experience. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a here and now. Good. So what happened to your group when you start talking about it? So that's a nice one. So anyone else on an experience? Whether it's here. I know this group keeps on laughing, right? Why were you laughing? Maybe we should ask you, okay? You had a very nice laugh. I wanted to join you.
We had a fairly short sharing about, because we were all having the same experience about soul and about truth being the soul. That what can never be taken away from you. And if you know the truth about yourself, your purity comes up by its own, and you cannot have ego about that, because it's something that we all have eternally. So what difference does it make? So we were ready quite quickly, but then one of the group mentioned about the brother talking about the dog, no, about the wolf, and then one of the sisters said, you know, there are wolves coming back in Holland, and there is a children's story about
a girl and a wolf. Ruth Kapya, I don't know if you know. Yes. So then I said, okay. Yes. So then I said, so if the wolves are coming back, then the Ruth Kapya that, how do you call it in English?
Red Riding.
Is this originally a Dutch story?
No.
British story. No.
I don't know where it originally comes from.
In Britain it's called The Story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes, yes.
So then the wolf then was disguised as the grandmother.
So. Yeah, so then I said then Little Red Hood has to come back also. The other said then the grandmother has to come also. And then I said, oh, grandmother, your eyes are so big. And she didn't understand it quite bigly, so she said, so I could hear you better.
You're the grandmother. How many
grandmothers?
How many grandmothers do we have in the room? Good, great. Congratulations. Grandfathers? Extra attachment. Actually, I know this is off the subject, but you're right. In London, I've seen some of our brothers, you know, they're quite yogi and everything, and then when they get grandchildren, something happens to them. They soften up a bit. It's quite good, actually. Okay. Maybe one or two more, and then we'll have a stretch break.
Personal?
Yes, some insight, something that really touched you, right? No, nobody else? There's so much that was shared, but maybe you want to keep it all to yourself. What to do?
Share it so some people can actually identify with
then
it.
Marek, come, yeah.
Not very long, I was in this group which was talking quite deeply about the subject, and I noticed, as the sister said, I don't remember your name, sorry, I forgot already. all of us were actually happy, but my sort of secondary thoughts when we were talking about this was that actually even talking about these key values brings happiness. It's so important. I thought maybe we don't think, we don't speak too often, you know, in that such a deep way could really bring us some kind of achievement, I would say, on this level, which we, of course, all of us need purity. That's the starting point. Or maybe a bit earlier starting point. But anyway, it's something which even to think about for a while brings happiness.
Thank you. You know, it reflects what Baba said today, that as you churn gyan, you have happiness. So what else is in our mind? Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, one more. Someone's nominating somebody else.
I just remembered this, one of my friends, a school friend, from the small days, she always had a smile on her face. Always. Always means just always. Whether, playing, studying in the classroom, or just talking, just staying, sitting in the bus stand, or wherever. Always had a smiling face, and very pleasant face. So everyone loved her. She was like really very attractive. And that natural smile. But in the life, before she grows very old, she got into an affair and then got married. And really to say, after a few months of that marriage life, that smile really got... And then remembering that. Now, so after that, whenever I see her, I really used to wonder why, how come this smile got vanished like that. So after coming into Baba's knowledge, I understood the connection between truth, purity, and humility or happiness.
Okay.
Okay, so don't get married, all right? Okay. Not necessarily. Okay. Okay, so on that note, would you like to have then about a 10-minute stretch break? Bio break, stretch break, and then be back here at 11 o'clock.
Toilets, if you have to go down, and go down and around corner.
So the bathrooms are. So please be back at 11 o'clock sharp. Thank you.